questions. Let me take the first question first. When we talk about Hanuman, if he's as an example of being humble and ambitious, he's not even a prince. If he had been ambitious, he could have been a prince and he could have had a more influential position for serving the Lord. I'll talk about the ambitious aspect in a future class, but the central point which I'll be talking about is that devotion means purposefulness. Srila Prabhupada translated bhakti as devotional service. So we have a purpose to serve the Lord, and if that purpose is great, we are ready to do great things for the service of the Lord. So Hanuman's ambitiousness will be seen when he alone is ready to go into the camp of Ravana. Not only does he have to go alone into the enemy camp, he has to actually alone cross the ocean to go into the enemy camp. So the ocean itself is filled with danger, which he has to cross alone. And then after that, he has to go further into that enemy camp all alone. Sometimes there are movies which talk about, say, some group of spies enter into enemy camp. But before they can reach that, there are so many dangers that they go through. So basically, for us, this essence of devotion is being purposeful in the service of the Lord. And if that purpose is great, we are ready to do great things to fulfill that purpose. So we don't think I am great, but my Lord is great, and if this is what he wants me to do, he can greatly empower me to do it. So that purposefulness gives us a sense of ambition. At the same time, there is humility for a devotee. And humility doesn't just mean when people come in front of me, fold their hands and tell everyone, I'm very fallen. Now we'll say, okay, after that what? Now let's what do we do after that, isn't it? In conduct, humility simply means that we don't let our ego come in the way of our purpose. We have a purpose, and if somebody's behavior or people's conduct or some situation leads to the hurting of our ego, but that situation is required for furthering our purpose, we are ready to do that. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was in India, he was respected as a sadhu. When he went to America, nobody knew him. You know, here in India, although he was poor, any wealthy person's house he could go to, they would give him a respectful place, give him food, and they would hear from him. When Prabhupada went to America, he stayed with the hippies, and the hippies would just eat the food and go away, and he would have to wash their plates. So Prabhupada was ready to do that, because he saw these hippies, the people in India who were receiving him, they were pious, and they had no interest in becoming spiritual. Whereas Prabhupada saw in America that he wanted, these people are interested in becoming spiritual. So basically, if we center on the point of purposefulness, then for the purpose of the Lord, if our ego comes in the way, we are ready to have that ego being hurt or battered also. But for the service of the Lord, if great things are to be done, we are ready to be ambitious also. Yeah?
On that same point, Prabhupada was a great sadhu because he got his purpose from Nanaguru himself, right?
Hmm.
It said, go.